Hey girlfriends, how's it going today? All right, welcome to another episode of Rose Petal Journals, The Single Mom Chronicles. Today, I want you right now to think about four different moments throughout your day in which you've had a different emotion. Like this morning, how did you feel when you got out of bed? Or this afternoon at lunchtime? Or even right now? How do you feel? How did that message or email that you got earlier make you feel? And whatever time it is that you're listening to this, whether you're driving or sitting down listening to it and drinking a glass of wine or simply just relaxing and kicking back. I want you to know that your feelings matter. And as single moms, we often aren't asked how we feel, how we are doing, and is everything okay? And let's be frank, we often don't ask ourselves. And why is that? Why do we ignore our own needs to connect with ourselves, our feelings, emotions, and thoughts? It's healthy to do so. And when we don't do it, it leaves a void in our souls. And oftentimes, we fill that void subconsciously with negative emotions. And once it hits its peak, all those stored up emotions that we haven't dealt with come pouring out of nowhere. That one day when someone or something has pushed the wrong button, and you know what button I'm talking about. And once that button is pushed, those unhealthy feelings we've ignored that has kept us up at night, skewed our abilities to think clearly, and even make us cry. I know I'm not alone in that. If you do not take care of yourself, checking those emotions, questioning why you feel that way, what caused you to feel that way, and how you can deal with it is so key in making sure that you are healthy. I personally have been there more times than I can count. I stretch myself to exert my time, energy, and emotions to everyone and everything else that I have nothing left for myself. And that hurts. Is that you too? Do you cater to your children, your job, school, friends, family, your business? And the list goes on at the end of the day. That you're too mentally exhausted to give attention to yourself? If you have, trust me, I'm right there with you. Doing this has caused me to be irritable, short-tempered, or just plain disengaged with myself or those around me. To disengage from yourself means that eventually your well of supply that you're giving to everyone else will become dry. And once it becomes dry, where are you going to pull from then? Where are you going to get the energy, the time that you need? Where will you pull it from then? Ask yourself that question and reflect upon how many times your well has run dry. You can't get it from anyone else because they're pulling it from you. So what do you do when you're on E? You have to avoid getting there in the first place by attending to you too. One thing that I've had to learn was to teach my children how to respect my need to have time alone, even if it was just 5 minutes. How many of you have run to the bathroom and locked the door to escape those little gremlins that sit at the door knocking, wondering when you're going to give them the next fruit snack when you get out? I have, and I'm not ashamed of it, and neither should you be. You and I deserve to go to the restroom in peace without wondering or being hassled to give them their fruit snack or Doritos. I'm just saying. You can give yourself some space. The fruit snack can wait 5 minutes while you have solitude to be. Yes, you. In those 5 minutes, let them know that you will be out and take a few extra seconds washing your hands as you breathe and reconnect with yourself before you go tame the beasts on the other side of the door. Now, I don't know about you, and of course we all call our children blessings and beautiful, handsome, and freaking phenomenal. But even the most precious part of them fades when they're at the bathroom door. I laugh as I say that because I do call my children little rascals and gremlins. They are so stinking cute, adorable, and ever so loving. But they are also little rascals and they know it. But it's okay. I love them for it. And I wouldn't expect anything less. But I'm taming those little rascals. And as I'm taming them and helping to train them to understand that sometimes I will tell them, okay, mommy needs a break. I have to breathe. And as my oldest calls it, belly breathing. And sometimes I often include them in my meditation. Even when they were smaller, they are still younger children, they're 4 and 6. But when they were 2 and 4, I practiced meditation with them in intervals of 5 to 7 minutes of just quietness. They loved to lift their hands and say, hum. But it allowed me the opportunity to reset my mind and to show them how to just be calm. Now at almost 5 and 7, they can do it for about 15 to 20 minutes without jumping across the room and shouting at each other saying go go Power Rangers and karate chop. As I'm sure you have guessed, I have 2 boys, which makes my experience of parenthood even more crazy. Any single mom out there with 1 or more boy child knows how crazy, loud, and insanely awesome your house is each and every day. I have never known so much fear and pride when I see my boys cartwheel and shoot Nerfs at each other. It's a proud moment, but my gosh, if it isn't scary all at the same time. So, I want to encourage you today to check in with yourself often, every day. See how you feel. What is it that you're feeling? How are you ignoring yourself? Don't anymore. I challenge you to check in and to say, you know what? How do I feel? Breathe. And also give attention to yourself. You deserve it. You need it. Because if your well runs dry, you have nothing left to give to your children or anything else. And I know all too well how exhausting that is. As an entrepreneur, as a student, and most importantly, as a mother, how much energy and time I have for them is so key. in making sure that their emotional wells are full. But at the same time, I've realized that I have to be full too. And so the time that I give myself, sometimes it's 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, but I give it to myself. And I've taught them to respect the time that I need. And you can too. So today I want you to realize that you matter and what you feel matters. Make sure to check in with yourself. And as I conclude, make sure you write it down so that you can look back on it and reflect and see it. So, until next time, this is Rose Petal Journals, and it's always a pleasure. Have a great day.